The Cubs and Brewers wrap up a series at Miller Park. Jake Arrieta goes up against Zach Davies, and Chicago strikes early, loading the bases in the first.
Loaded up with Chicago Cubs. Only one out the pitch. Russell sends it to center and very deep, and it is going to bounce off of the wall. Two runs are going to score. Zobrist will hold at third, and the Cubs take a first inning 2-0 lead on an absolute rocket hit by Addison Russell. Second and third, only one out. And the left-handed batting, Jason Hayward. Now the stretch by Zach in the pitch. Hayward to right center and deep. Big trouble, and it is going to get off the wall. This is going to be a three-bagger for Jason Hayward. It is 4-0 Chicago. Left-handed batting, Kyle Schwarber. Here comes Zach. Swinging a drive to center. It's going to be 5-0 Chicago. No doubt about that one.
And now it's Ryan Braun, where with one swing of the bat could change the complexion of this ball game dramatically. On Arrieta throws. Swinging a fly ball deep center. Back on it, Jay. Still back. Warning track. It is gone. Brewers are right back in it. It's 5-3. Second home run of the year for Braun. And a big two-out blast.
And his pitch number 71 from Arrieta. 72 on the way, and it's in there on Eric Thames, and he took strike three. Bullseye right down the middle. Another strikeout looking. And the pitch. Struck out the side. Travis Shaw missed an inside sinker. 10 strikeouts for Jake Arrieta. Seventh inning is coming up. It's 5-3 Cubs.
Arrieta ends up allowing just the 3 runs on 3 hits, and the Cubs go on to win 7-4. Arrieta improves to 2-0 on the young season. Chicago does win the series on the road, and Chris Bryant picks up 3 hits for the second straight game. The Brewers got behind the 8 ball early on Sunday against the Cubs as Zach Davies struggled out of the gate. Here's Brewers manager Craig Counsell on his starting pitcher.
I mean, I was proud of how he just competed more than anything. I mean, I thought, you know, that's a game where, you know, nothing went right in the first inning. He wasn't making pitches, and we made a mistake in the second inning that could have kind of started to create a pretty rough game. And from then on, he pitched beautifully. I mean, he pitched excellent. So, the first inning was not a positive, but taken away from that, I think Zach's got something to build on for sure.
Was the strikeout against Zobrist in the second kind of the turning point for him of just kind of getting the command of the off-speed stuff?
I mean, I think the command of the off-speed is what started to come, certainly, as the game progressed, that it certainly improved. Zach is a pitcher that needs the fastball location, and obviously the off-speed's important. They were very aggressive today. They jumped on a whole bunch of first pitches from all our guys. His success to me was his off-speed really got working, really started working the third, fourth, and fifth inning, and the end of the second inning.
Ryan's back appears to be doing just fine today, the way he laid out there, followed it up with the home run.
Yeah, he had a rough first at bat, and then, but Arrieta made a mistake in a big spot. And Bronny got him. And obviously that defensive play was, at the time, it was a big play that really, gave us the chance to stay in the game at 5-3 for sure. I mean, and then Bron eventually made it 5-3.
Is that just kind of vintage Arrieta today, what you saw from him for the most part? Or?
He pitched well. Yeah, I mean, he pitched well. It's, it was a little different, some different usage a little bit, but he pitched well for sure.
Great. What are you seeing from VR, both offensively and defensively? He looks like he's scuffling on both ends right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly struggling offensively right now. know, I mean, the strikeouts are, we got to get that under control. That's certainly not, it's too high right now, and he's struggling a little bit there. But, you know, the defensively, it's, you know, we've talked about it. It's a work in progress, and we're going to just have to keep working at it.
Next up for the Brewers will be a series in Toronto beginning Tuesday. Willie Peralta will start the opener.